off and rolling.
Hoops.
Hoops. All right. What do you put in the top of a bottle to
stopper?
All right. Now there's a particular kind of stopper made out of soft
cork
material. Mm-hmm. In your childhood, did you ever play a musical instrument with your mouth that you pushed back and forth? What did you call it?
A harmonica.
Did you have any humorous names for it?
No.
Can you
a harp, no.
What kind of harp?
Mouth.
No. Did you ever hear it called a mouth harp?
Yeah, I did hear it called a mouth
harp. But you didn't call it
that, did you? No. Mm-hmm. We just called it a harp.
Do you ever see or hear anyone play a mouth harp now?
No, I don't.
Was it more popular when you were a child?
Yeah, I believe it was.
Did you ever own a mouth harp?
No.
Did you ever play one?
No.
You didn't. Mm-hmm. You never tried it. All right. If you were going to drive some nails, you'd pound them with a
hammer.
All right. We still see some farm wagons about, and a wagon that is pulled by two horses will have a single piece of wood leading out from the wagon. What is that part of the wagon that sticks out called? Do you know?
The tongue.
The tongue, all right. But a buggy had two of those pieces of wood sticking out in the front. What were those two called?
I don't know.
They
backed
the horse in between the teeth.
Mm-hmm. I remember it, but I don't know what it was called.
They were called shafts. Do you remember ever hearing them called
that? Uh-uh. I don't remember.
I remember in my childhood they had a kind of a dialectal way of saying that. They called them shapes, but they really meant shafts. All right. A wagon wheel usually has a piece of metal that goes around the outside. That's called the, if it falls off, it's called the what of the wagon?
Rim.
The rim. All right. Did you ever hear of someone having a flat tire on a car and they don't have a spare and they take the tire off and drive on the
rim?
On the rim. All right. People used to hitch horses to wagons by a little cross piece of wood that sort of moved freely at the back of the horse. Also, horses could pull logs if they had a piece of wood to attach the log to. What is that little piece of wood called? They have chains on each side of the horse leading up to his harness. And then at the back of those chains, there will be a single cross piece of wood that is used to pull with.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it, but I don't recall the name of it.
You remember the term single tree?
No, I don't think I've ever heard that.
All right. Then you wouldn't know what a double single tree is, or a single, a one horse single tree.
Mm-mm.
All right. If a man is carrying some wood in the wagon, you would say he is
drawing
it in the wagon, or
pulling it.
All right. What do we do with a truck? We put
haul
things
it.
In it and haul things. All right. Suppose there was a log across the road. You'd say, I tied a rope to it and
drug it
out of the way. All right. Now, if we're saying we have blanked quite a few stumps out of here with mules and chain, we have
pulled up.
All right, we're using the word drag, then we have
drug
quite a few stumps out of there, mm-hmm, with mules and chains. All right. When people stir up the soil in the field in the spring, that's called what?
Plowing.
Plowing. Have you ever heard a term for that plowing when they first stir up the soil? It's called